What a Weird Week, Year in Review, Part 2.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott, and this is the What a Weird Week show. We count down weird news things from the past week, usually, but we're doing the Year in Review. So all the weird of the past year, weird stuff from 2023. If you want to catch up on what we had last week, if you missed it, you can go shownotes.page, shownotes.page. Last week, we ended in June the story of how the dog toy whiskey company got sued by Jack Daniels and lost.
July.
Now we're at July. Runner makes wrong turn, loses thousands in prize money. This is from HuffPost. Elite runner makes costly mistake moments before the finish line. The Peachtree Road Race in Atlanta, where, you know, you're running, it's a 10K, there's like thousands of dollars in prize money. Just between us elite athletes, I mean, this is so relatable. Hey, you guys, what? You know, when you see on TV and they're running the race and there's that motorcycle cop kind of directing the runners, well, the motorcycle cop turned off towards the finish line to get out of the way, I guess, didn't want to run over the finish line. And the runner in the lead followed that motorcycle cop and veered off. So they're on some side street and they're like, wait, what happened? And then they managed to recover. The lady would have won $10,000, the lady who took the wrong turn, but she did recover, got back on track, took third place. So $3,000, good recovery and stuff, but still, it could have been 10 grand, and that happened in July. Also, July of 2023, we had Taco Peace in Our Time. Boy, what a roller coaster ride that one was. The Taco Wars. The War on Taco Tuesday. Here's my paraphrase in case you're late to the Taco Wars party. Taco John's had the rights to the term Taco Tuesday. Taco Bell was leading the charge to have Taco Tuesday declared a universal phrase that no one should own or everyone should own. There's a little bit of Taco Tuesday in all of us. Kind of me paraphrasing the argument. It seemed like it was going to be a costly, like they were rolling up the sleeves and they were going to enter the discovery phase or whatever. All of that jazz. Taco John's and Taco Bell. Then Taco John's, at the last second, decided to let the world have Taco Tuesday. Taco Bell issued a statement of thanks. When tacos win, we all win. That was a good news story of July 2023. Oh, and if you click the show notes, we have a wonderful artist rendering of two tacos high-fiving one another. If we ever get merch, that's going in the merch. August of 2023 was when that zoo had to issue a press release insisting that the bear they had wasn't just a guy in a suit. People were convinced. Maybe you were convinced as well. The bear looked like a guy in a suit, kind of. Sun bears. They happened to be the smallest of the bears. The video that got shared around the internet, the sun bear stood up, skinny legs, and waving. And anyway, if you want to see the video, the link is in the show notes. My gosh, it just looks like a skinny dude being like, hey, Brian, good to see ya. Arm up, waving. I don't want to dredge up this conspiracy again. Let's just agree, bears are real. Bears are real. August 2023, snake falls out of, remember this one? Snake falls out of the sky onto Texas woman. Then a hawk attacks her. She exclaims, help me, Jesus. Peggy, mowing the lawn on her tractor, a snake falls out of the sky. According to the article that we linked to, the snake struck at Peggy, but only got her glasses. Her glasses saved her. And then the hawk that had dropped the snake wants that snake back, and a struggle ensues between snake, hawk, and Peggy. We'll be right back. September 2023, man and lady suspected of busting a hole through Great Wall of China because they wanted a shortcut. Here's what we wrote. 38-year-old man, 55-year-old woman who were working nearby have been detained while the investigation continues, suspected of using an excavator to bust a hole through the Great Wall of China to create a shortcut for their construction work. I remember talking about this when it happened. It's wrong to destroy the Great Wall of China. I believe that in my heart. But if you've ever forgotten something in your car and you walk all the way into work and then you're like, my sandwich is in the car. And you got to walk all the way around the Great Wall of China to get your sandwich. I'm not saying it was okay to do it, but a little bit relatable. I don't know. Maybe I'm just hungry. I'm just hungry, you guys. September 2023, the real Barbie Oppenheimer was in the news. A retired Boston University professor with five grandkids. Her name is Barbie Oppenheimer. She made news after doing an interview with Slate about what it's like to be named Barbie Oppenheimer. And it seems like it's a little bit annoying. People don't believe you. You called a reserve someplace and they're like, yeah, right. You kids, quit calling here. Top story from October of 2023 was PG-13. Kids, put on your earmuffs. The story was about Harry Dick Road and the road sign that keeps getting stolen. It made national news here in Canada, made headlines internationally. There is a road in Ontario named after a person. His name is Harry Dick. It's Harry Dick Road. It made news because the town in charge of Harry Dick Road, which is near Eganville, Ontario, they're tired of replacing the street sign. It's gotten annoying and expensive. The road sign keeps getting stolen. About four times a year, they have to replace the thing. They've tried it all. Security cameras. Grease. They honest to goodness greased the pole. At any rate, it looked like they were going to rename the road and then change their minds on it. And Harry Dick Road lives on. October 2023 was the month we learned about the Chucky doll that got arrested. There were a series of attempted robberies in Mexico. Authorities traced that crime back to two different suspects. One was a Chucky doll, and the other was the owner of the Chucky doll. According to the witness accounts, this is kind of how it went down. The human suspect was helping Chucky, the doll, to hold a large knife and scare people into handing over their money. At the time, reports said the suspect may have been high. It got in the headlines because they took mugshots of the human and of Chucky, and they put Chucky in handcuffs. I said at the time, you cannot be too careful when it comes to haunted dolls, right? Later on, we did a follow-up to this one. The whereabouts of Chucky were unknown. Somehow, Chucky was misplaced or escaped. The day after Halloween, Mariah Carey announced that it was time once again for us all to enjoy her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the song that famously took 15 minutes to write and makes Mariah Carey around $3 million every year. And we announced that she was being sued over that song again. Basically the same lawsuit that we had on the podcast before. Vince Vance and the Valiants had a song called All I Want for Christmas Is You before Mariah Carey did. To me, they don't seem similar at all. We reported in November that the writers of the Vince Vance song want $20 million. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to weigh in on this one, but I want to weigh in on it, but I'm not going to. Another one from November. This one's kind of scary. I don't know. PG-13. Human skull found amid Halloween decor in Florida thrift store. Would you know that? Would you, when you see amongst all of the creepy things for Halloween, you would see a skull? At the time, I remember thinking, I would just pass by that skull and be like, well, there's a Halloween decoration. But it turned out somebody at the store was an anthropologist. So they knew. Authorities were called. They don't believe there's any foul play or anything suspicious in nature, I think is how they put it. A real skull ended up at the Halloween display. I found that one to be rather creepy.
December.
I liked this story a lot. It wasn't creepy. It was just a nice story about a very smart 2-year-old girl who set the world record. The official world record is youngest member of Mensa, female. It belongs to Isla McNabb of Kentucky in the United States. Age 2 when she joined Mensa, the smart person club. They don't let just anybody in that club. You have to have a high IQ. She's age 2 and she's in. All right, our last one here from December 2023, a video of Coco the cat from Newfoundland, which got picked up by national news in Canada and then went around the world as a viral video. Coco the cat, who got chased up a power pole by a dog and then got stuck up that power pole for a while. The power company employee to the rescue climbs up the pole almost within reach of Coco, and Coco just jumps off of this very, very tall power pole and lands quietly and is fine. So it was stuck up there for a while. And then the power company hero puts on the spurs and climbs that power pole. And then it was like, oh no, I'm good. This went viral for a number of reasons. Surprise ending. But also, the narration was pretty great.
It's okay. Coco! Coco! He's going to help you, my love. Coco! You go in the house, get treats. I know. Watch so he don't scratch you.
Oh my God!
Oh, here, check out my kid.
And that's a wrap on our weirdest of 2023. Thanks for checking out the What a Weird Week show. You can get us as a podcast if you want to. Go shownotes.page or just search What a Weird Week wherever you get podcasts. And you can live stream us. You can get us on Funhouse Radio on weekends. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. Or if you go to our show notes page, we have a button there. Happy New Year!